anniversary 6 months ago, commending us and speaking how important it is for this program and so on. 713-526-5738. The only time I have left is to thank each and everyone. And thank you, Haider. Haider also made a web pledge for Arab Voices. We appreciate that. You're listening to KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. Many thanks to Mike and all the volunteers and Sherry and everyone who called in. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next Wednesday, peace on earth.
Listeners should be aware that the following program contains language and audio images which may be found disturbing and may not be suitable for your snotty-nosed little brat who probably cusses like a sailor behind your back anyway. Parental discretion is advised.
Another edition of Technology Bites here on 90.1 FM KPFT Houston.
All right, everybody. Are you ready for this? Yeah. All right. Okay. Welcome to Technology Bites. I'm Jay Lee.
I'm Peter Hughes.
I'm Flicted.
I'm Barrett.
I'm Dwight. And he's
Groove House.
We have a full crew. Plus, we have a guy named Mike in the lobby. On the lobby mic.
On the mic.
So, take a deep breath. It's fundraiser. Yippee! Yay.
I have my fundraiser Zen going.
Do ya?
Yeah. I have the Zen.
Like, is that like a Zinfandel?
It's a Zinfandel, yeah.
All right.
Just Zinfandel.
Also, Zach Zinfandel.
Thus, also Sprock Zinfandel.
All right, so it is another episode of Technology Bites, but not the average episode of Technology Bites. Oh, no, dear listener. Oh, no. This is a special edition of Technology Bites. One unlike any other episode that has ever aired before, in which we do something completely different and talk to you about raising money during the fund drive.
Yeah, we've never.
Oh, done wait that a minute. Before. That's not so different.
I thought this was going to be all about beards.
The one good thing about Technology Bites doing fundraising is that we are the funny fundraising show.
Yeah, you still listen when we do fundraising. Right. You may not pledge, but you certainly listen.
We'd like you to pledge, though.
Yeah, well,
of you do pledge.
Many.
Many do. What's our goal?
Our goal tonight
is... I don't like that pause.
$1,600. Okay. And we already have one person to thank.
All right. Do we have any pre-pledges?
That's what I was going to say. That's what I mean.
I meant like web pledges or anything.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Yes.
You do mean that.
I do mean that. I need to find the email because I got an email from, let's see. I said, I'm not going to delete that email because it has valuable information in it.
And then, of course.
I didn't delete it. Nope. So, there it is. Ha ha. Want to thank Drew, who called in went on the web and made a pledge from the Woodlands. And so we are $130 towards our $1,600 goal.
All right. Wow.
Thank you.
And we encourage
almost 10%.
Is this Mike?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Here I am.
Were you saying encourage, or was that Groovehouse?
That was me.
No, that was him. Oh, okay. I've been waiting for a proper intro.
Oh, okay.
Just... you know, go on, going on.
We'll go on, going on. Well, you're going to, Groovehouse, we encourage?
To go ahead and pledge on the web, but if you do, shoot us an email so we know you did that. And because, I mean, some people might not want to talk to a volunteer. And if you don't, you can go online, kpft.org, hit the tip jar button, and make a donation. But in order for us to know about it here in the studio, you've got to send us an email. Shoot Jay an email or shoot
us an
email.
You go to geekradio.com and use the contact form there and just say, hey, you know, I went by the web, made a pledge.
Here's how
much it was. So we can tally that because we don't get real-time information from the tip jar, unfortunately. So if you want to do the whole online thing, we encourage that. You don't have to dial a phone. You don't have to talk to anybody. You don't have to engage another human being. You simply use the internet for what it's meant for. Which is to give money to somebody else.
But if you do want to talk to someone...
713-526-4000 is the number that we use for the pledge line during Technology Bites. We do not use the 5738 for pledges. Although, the way it's been going for fundraising, I'm wondering if we should revisit that idea.
We'll take it. I mean, if the phone rings, I'm going to answer
That's true. Groovehouse is a trooper. And he's also, you know, starved for... Technology Bites action since he's been out for a while between preemptions and stuff. So, yeah. So, if you want to call up and talk to a volunteer, you can call 713-526-4000, and one of the volunteers that we have here in the studio will take your pledge. It's painless. It's quick. We encourage, if you can, to put it on your credit card or do electronic funds transfer. It's kind of quick and painless that way, and you don't have to worry about the invoicing and following up on that later. In the lobby, we have this guy named Mike.
Yeah, that's me.
I've never met this guy named
Mike.
No,
we never met before.
Now, the last person who came in that wasn't Ernesto...
Probably.
...did not survive the entire...
He left in tears, didn't
he? He left.
He left in tears.
He ran away. He was unable to... find a place.
Here's the thing. When you come from New York, you get tougher to intimidate. And I have carried my urban and political ethnicity with me, even though I've been down here now more than half my life.
Ooh, a challenge.
Now, what happened was the other guy didn't really understand the show, and he didn't realize that Jay does a lot of the pledge work. And
well,
he was expecting a little more airtime than we...
Granted him.
Well, you know, we're volunteers, and if we don't get airtime, then what are we here for?
That's true. Now, to be fair, because there are six of us at any potential time on the air, a newcomer to the to this lineup has to be willing to
be pushy.
Exactly.
I thought it was get us coffee. I guess
coffee.
That works too, because you know ultra kindness is rewarded as well as
generally with anonymity.
Yes, but gratitude.
Yeah, that and anonymity.
The best kind of grateful anonymity. So Mike sounds like he might be, you know, he might pass muster.
He's swimming just fine. He'll be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we swim around like sharks, but really it's just a pool full of puppies.
Well, you know, the thing about sharks is that the teeth aren't just in the mouth. It's on the skin.
That's true. You know
that's
us well.
Almost yes. Damn near poetic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I got some poetry for you.
And just so you know, thinkwingradio.com. That's my blog in case
think,
you like
think win?
Think wing. In other words, it's not right think wing. Wing. It's not left wing. It's like, let's think about this. It's think wing.
Okay, shameless self-promotion.
Hey, volunteer.
Volunteer promotion. Anonymous.
That's
think
right.
Wing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so we'll have... we have a person who has a web address
yes.
On a technology show. That's unheard of.
No way.
And a certain amount of snark. So, you know,
all right.
So we can do this.
All right. So what we are encouraging you to do is that amidst these seven very interesting, very persuasive voices that are going to be talking to you tonight about raising money to keep KPFT on the air. So KPFT, if you're unaware... I'm going to assume that you've been living in a cave, that KPFT is a commercial-free, listener-sponsored radio station. And that's okay if you live in a cave. We do not hold that against you. But today is the day that we are going to encourage you to step into the light and become one of the minions. I mean, one of the volunteer. I mean, one of the donating people in the world.
One of the bites.
How about the bits?
Yeah, well, bits, you know. One bite, 1,000 bites, it's like whatever.
Numbers and yeah. Stuff. The math doesn't add up. Is it a technology bite or is it a technology bit?
I think that a byte is 1,000 bits.
It's 1,024.
Depends on if you're a hard drive manufacturer. Depends on how you count it.
Yeah.
Everything here is a trick question.
No.
Or, you know,
that's a megabyte. It's 8 bits in a byte.
8 bits in a byte?
8 bits in a byte.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Shave
okay.
And a haircut. So, 2
shame
bits.
So the 7 of us got that worked out.
Yeah. It took that many, too.
Yes. That's almost a byte of people.
We need the byte. That's where the people call in
that's
and
right.
Provide the 8th.
713-526. 4,000. Because they do it different. You know, they're binary.
Yes. But you're binary, the 7 of us.
We're
the other
octal.
Shows are 1
well,
or 0.
But there's a lot of zeros on KPFT. We're all the ones.
Well,
in the binary of KPFT, you have a studio full of ones.
Jay, you did indeed get the exact same
I did.
Case
I am emulating Dwight now. I decided that your case was the case.
It is the case.
Phone case.
The phone case.
Aren't here to see them.
Yes, I'm holding it up to the microphone if you can see. Right. Dwight and I are twinsies,
this
iPhone
is a,
twinsies.
A clear rocketfish case.
Now, I will say, you know, in this moment that we're going to take to not that we're not going to talk about fundraising, we're talk about our personal iPhones here.
Right.
But I will say, my coworker has one. And she's very proud of the fact that she got hers for $5 on the internet. But I looked at it.
The same case?
No. Uh-huh. It's harder plastic. It's not the rubberized plastic.
Right,
and
right.
It doesn't cover the buttons.
Ah.
So she thought she was all that for having her $5 case.
Right, I've seen those clear.
They're
those,
terrible.
Yeah.
Probably made in China.
Yeah, not like the good
China.
Stuff.
Not like the phone.
Made in China.
Which is also made in China.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, I'm Dwight's.
We just
got to
make sure
system.
We don't mix our phones up.
That could be interesting for a week. Why don't I take your phone? I'll take your iPhone for a week. You take my iPhone for a week. Leaving all the Twitter and Facebook connections live and the way they go.
Oh, man.
Could you tweet as Jay Lee for a week? I could probably tweet as Dwight as a week.
I think I could.
Or Dwight as Dwight.
But you
would
have to put up with the, it's me, text messages.
Yeah. Yes. Well, your wife could make your wife's phone calls more interesting. And then
there are bad comedy movies with scenarios like that.
Yes, that's right.
I think Disney tried it with Freaky Friday.
Freaky iPhone Friday. That was the thing. All
right. The new version of it.
So
Freaky iDay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Faraday.
Apple's already got their lorries on.
All right, so our goal tonight, as we mentioned earlier, and we'll continue to mention throughout the evening, is $1,600. So that's not an unreasonable amount of money to raise during this show. I see a volunteer hovering. What's he hovering about? What are you hovering about?
Do we have a thank you already?
Do we have a thank you?
Oh, he just wants to be, he's just hanging out with
In
us.
In other words, he doesn't have anything to do.
He's the eighth bit.
And he needs something to do.
Yes. Well, the volunteers, you know, they come here, and first of all, the first thing we do to the volunteers is we make them not answer the regular phones.
We take them out of the routine.
We break their routine completely. So they come here thinking they got it all figured out.
And then we scatter them.
Oh, crap, it's those Tech Bites guy. So, yeah, we have the phones set up a little differently, so we have to, we actually have to watch the phones. And I can see through the window here, I can see one of the phones, one of the office phones hanging on the wall there. So the only way we know a call's coming in is the red light goes off. We don't get to hear that satisfying ring sound that the other shows get.
We might point out, just, you know, for people that are not techie, that if they accidentally call what is usually the correct
number, will still answer.
Somebody will answer it.
That's correct. You have an opportunity to make a mistake while you're doing the right thing.
Yes.
And still have a success. So 713-526-4000. As I mentioned, we had one pledge came in.
And we just had another.
We did.
Yes. Somebody
tweeted it. That's tweeted another it. Way to do it. That's
IRC is another venue. We've got Mark and IRC is about to email you. He made a pledge.
Awesome.
We can tally that
I
up,
I need
too.
To bring up my IRC. So somebody tweeted that they went online and made a pledge.
This is in the tip jar.
In the tip jar.
35.
All right. And do we have someone to thank?
He says no thank you neither.
No thank you neither. Well, thank you no thank you.
Anyway.
Thank you no thank you.
Oh, and here on Reddit, Anonymous, 65 million Bitcoin.
Ah, and then that's the Star Trek fan club pledged some quatloos.
A 35 million Bitcoin is about a starter membership, right?
So Latinum also currency, right. You'll accept.
We will, so that's cool. That's another option. If you tweet at D Silverman or tweet at Jay Lee, if you make a pledge, that would be another way to inform us that you made a pledge online. I think we should be able to monetize our social media stream again. We did that once before, right, with some success, and we haven't really pursued that since. But
you know, they can tweet at me about it, and then we'll announce it next week.
That's right, because that's how much he pays attention to his Twitter stream. So that's cool. So somebody out there in Twitter land paid attention and was able to let us know that they made a pledge online at kpft.org. And, you know, I know when you're online right now, between following all the tweets about binders full of women, that, you know, making a pledge is really taking away some of your valuable time. Because there's some really good memes in this election season.
Binders full of women and Reddit's full of creep shots.
Oh, man.
And what if you were to breed those two together?
Yikes. So, yeah, I've been following.
Some do.
I follow it, yeah. There's probably a subreddit for that. There's a subreddit.
I was going to say, those people have titles. They're called B-tards.
B-tards?
Yes. Yes, that's another
4chan.
Yeah.
Okay. Hip internet culture stuff referenced for your pleasure on Technology Bites every Wednesday night. Thanks to Flicted and Barrett, who stay up with all the youthful subculture
this
of the internet.
This isn't just the fundraiser.
It's not just the fundraiser?
It's also
the
beard fun show. Raiser.
The beard show.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was going to be the beard show. I was totally misled.
I got one.
Well, you're not really, I mean, I guess you're playing.
Well, I'm kind of playing. You're the one who's in the lead.
It's full on now. It's
Jay's,
you got cheeks. You got sailor beard, like Russian sailor command
of
submarine kind of beard.
Process of growing his beard out because he's going to take a European vacation.
Yes.
And it will be cold, and the beard will provide warmth.
Provide warmth and prickliness
to his wife.
Well, no, so I mean, to be fair, you know, my
you don't need the beard for that.
He needs it for respect.
Oh, wow.
Groovehouse, there's the bite.
Hey-o. So,
yeah, so, you know, to be fair, I mean, I had the chin goat going for a while. In fact, one of the sales directors at my company said, so you're growing the beard out. No more billy goat for you. And I'm, okay, that's how you want to play. But, yeah, I'm growing my beard out. It's been the first time I've had hair on my cheeks in a long time.
Okay, now that's a meme. Now
everybody's laughing. What? Tell us why you think that's funny. So yes, I've got hair cheeks now.
Oh, okay. You really have to have that 7-second button ready.
People are going to call and want their money back.
People who haven't pledged.
We might get more pledges.
That's true.
So, yes. I
was driving through town.
Well, cheeks.
The last time I had hair on my cheeks, it was not this white. The cheeks, not the white.
All right.
Okay, are you like rehearsing for the next presidential debate?
We're digging a hole we can't get out of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we can totally get out of the hole.
We can double entendre this all night.
713-526-4000 if you enjoy our witty banter and want to make a pledge.
KPFT.org? Does that still work for you?
KPFT.org will work. 713-526-4000 will work. So with that one Twitter pledge that we know about, and somebody's supposed to be emailing me, apparently, from IRC. Let's see.
We're 20 minutes into the show. I don't see it yet.
So
we know we have 165.
165. So we're 10%.
That's wrong.
You know, a little over 10%.
I have not listened to your show that much, but I'm getting the impression it's kind of like an electronic version of Car Talk.
We have been favorably compared to Car Talk in the past. I would like to point out that they are retiring wimps, so we're still at it.
But there's a place for you now. There's a niche that has been opened for you.
Well, you know, we've talked about this on Technology Bites in the past where, you know, technology and computers are kind of like, you know, people who are enthusiastic about it the same way they are enthusiastic about automobiles. You know, instead of talking about what size block engine you have in the car, you talk about what speed processor you have in your phone. It's kind of like the nerd hot rod show.
Yeah, it's like, do you have a hard drive in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me?
Ba-dum-thumps. All right, so 713-526-4000. Yes, this show is chock full of innuendo.
That didn't work as well as a flash drive. Flash! Ha!
So, I think the dead silence speaks volumes.
It does. You know, it's the part.
That was my point.
Well, you know, whatever it takes. It's really because we're not above anything when it comes to fundraising. We do what it takes to make the money that we need to keep the station on the air, because Technology Bites, the radio station KPFT, member of the Pacific Foundation, generously and graciously allows us 2 hours in prime time once a week to do this show. Partially because they don't know any better and they're kind of gullible, but also because they realize that this show serves some kind of community purpose in the mission that we get here on the air. We talk about technology. We help people with their computer problems. We take all comers. We take anybody who have been our phone screening process, while effective, is very liberal. I mean, it takes a lot.
Are you saying I'm not doing?
I did not say
okay.
that.
Okay. It's Pacifica. It can't be conservative.
We have to be careful because Groovehouse still, even though he has shown some teeth, he is still a little, you know,
a little flower. He's delicate. We have to be careful with his feelings.
So
take pride in my.
What I'm saying is besides Groovehouse's complete inability to screen calls properly,
anything get through.
If you call the station during our show on Wednesday nights and have something you want to say regarding computers or a question you want to ask about a problem you're having with technology, we will address it.
There are very few times that circumstances that will keep that from happening.
There are a few circumstances that will stop that, but for the most part, we will take you from point A to point B, and hopefully you'll walk away with better technology information than you had when you got here. So that is the service that we provide. And apparently that is a viable service because we've been doing it for, man, I cannot believe we're coming up on, 17 years? 17 years in June, July time frame. 17 years we've been on
there. No, that'll be 18 because that's next summer. We were at 17 this past summer.
No, the past, was it 17? Mm-hmm. Was that our 17th?
Yeah, we had a quinceañera.
Isn't that something like 100 years in computer time?
That's like 486 technology.
No, it was 95 when we started.
That's true, you're right.
The nice part I have is my son was born about 6 weeks before you and I started doing the show, Jay.
Okay.
and he's 17.
Well, I know. So. Yeah. Okay. So you have a child marking time.
So he was like kind of the apple of your eye.
Ba-dumps. All right. Yeah. You know, points for trying. That's good. Well. Apple of your eye. He's like the eye kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, or something. But yeah, so 17 years coming up on our, so we're coming up on our 18th birthday, really? Mm-hmm. That's mind-boggling. I missed the 17th.
We'll be old enough to vote.
Off to war with us.
Off to war with us, right.
So yeah, so we've been doing this a long time, and I believe, and I have reason to believe that we've helped and entertained quite a few people along the way. And during the fundraiser is the opportunity. I see a pledge on the line. Thanks for that. During the fundraiser is the opportunity for you to give us the feedback that we really need about the job that we're doing here on KPFT and on the radio here in Houston. When you pledge your support, it's a vote of confidence. It's an attaboy. It's an accolade that we really benefit from. It lets us know that we are serving a purpose, because ultimately you can listen to KPFT without making a single donation ever in your life. That's completely doable. We don't have pledge detector vans driving around making sure that you've donated before you listen. You can listen free of charge, no financial commitment whatsoever. So when you do that, so when you actually do go to the phone and dial 713-526-4000, talk to a volunteer, make a pledge of support, that really tells us volumes about what we're doing here and what the, you know, gives us some feedback on the impact that we're having. We steadily have some pretty stiff goals. We have to raise a fair chunk of change during our time on the air. And I think that says a lot to, you know, about the quality of our audience and the generosity of the people that tune into Technology Bites every week. And when we get done with the show, at the end of the show tonight, if we've made our goal, when we've made our goal, it's just a very good feeling for us in knowing that, you know, because I feel self-conscious asking people for money. I certainly wouldn't want to just hit you up for some cash, brother, to help, you know, help a guy out, you know, who's a little down on
his
tech.
Not even if you're going
to
clean their windshield?
Maybe shave your beards?
Technology Bites is the squeegee of technology. You know, just consider that, you know, when you're listening to us, you're, you know, your windshield is free of viruses and spyware, and or hopefully we'll get there soon. But anyway, you know, we're going to spend the next 2 hours talking about why you should call in, or actually next hour and a half, about why you should call in and what the merits are of pledging and so forth.
Or if they get enough money, they can actually talk about computers.
We could do that. If we actually raised our goal, as soon as we raise our goal, we'll just go to the phones. I want to thank David, who called in from Bryan, Texas, and made a pledge, and he put it on the plastic, which is awesome. So we thank him for his pledge tonight, and that brings us to $200.
$205,
Dwight says, the mathematician.
Can I offer a couple of thoughts to try to guilt people into
I would calling? Love for you to offer thoughts and guilt.
Okay. I believe that I have been told that we have approximately 130,000 KPFT listeners. Of those, we have an number equivalent to about 8% of that number that have actually contributed to supporting KPFT and keeping it on the air. You are listening to a lot of this interesting snark and stuff, not to mention a lot of the really highbrow things that we have on KPFT, because your friends, your neighbors, essentially they've kind of paid your share. Now, we don't want to guilt you into not listening, but we wouldn't mind guilting you into contributing. So call 713-526-4000. KPFT.org will also work. And if we reach our goal, these guys can shut up. Now that's an incentive.
Yes. Well, we won't shut up, but we'll shut up about raising money.
There you go.
So we'll keep talking, you know, out of the side of our mouth.
Very difficult to shut us up.
Yeah, try to shut us up. So my goal, my beard is not going to be quite as white as Dwight's. Wow.
Yeah, really.
But it's going to be thicker and fuller and more, much more manly.
Luxurious.
You're gonna Pantene that
mine fairly trim.
So. Yeah, you also like to have it on your neck.
Well, I bring it down.
Well, the older you get, the more likely that'll happen.
In theory, my jaw ends and my neck begins. That's kind of where I put it.
where my jaw used to be.
Where your jaw used to be.
You can just adjust that at will.
I wish.
He could dislocate his jaw. Yeah. Baby.
Only you can give to prevent saggy beard.
That's right.
Man, is that possible?
Barrett has a kind of, you know, well, you're not even a beard. What are you doing?
You can tell how much I've been coding in a particular week as to whether or not I've maintained the neckline. It's just kind of doing its own thing right
like
now.
Kind of like an Ike beard.
Yeah. I have no idea what's going on down here.
And Groovehouse has got the manly goatee going.
Groovehouse has always been kind of styled. He's got, you know.
He tends to keep it clean.
I'm sorry, but it just doesn't grow anywhere else.
So that's all you have to do.
That's all I got.
I'm stylish by birth, is what he's saying.
And Inflicted, he's like me. He has the mighty chin goat, but he kind of keeps a mustache going. And then,
no, I just don't shave anywhere else for a few weeks.
And then I'll shave it, and then they're just back down to the goat. And, you know, he's like I had this whole cycles of the moon thing going, you know, I grow the hair for a while and let it, and then trim it and then shave it. Yeah, it's like waning and waxing beard hair for Afflicted.
If I could
Can
just
you say waning
it.
And waxing without actually talking about removing beard hair?
I did. And we can.
But we're not going to.
It's already been done.
All right.
So what were we going to say, Afflicted?
I was just saying, you know, if I could make it where the hair didn't grow.
They have procedures for that.
Like on command.
On command?
I would just tell it to stop in certain areas.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could kind of like, you know, suck it in and then like just, you know, hold
it. I was driving
through your beard from 0 to 1.
You just
I was driving through Houston and I turned the radio on and there was this show about
beard.
Facial hair and beards.
Totally. KPFT is my station because they have a show about beard growing. If you love facial hair, yeah, we could have the
we
beard.
We could turn this into, you know, a good fundraiser because there's quite a few beards out there.
Oh, what do you want to do? Like, I was thinking maybe we could offer to shave somebody's beard.
If you have a beard, donate now.
That's, there you go, exactly. If you've got a beard.
We're talking to you.
That's right. Let it be known that we'd like to
If
pledge.
You don't have a beard, you'd pledge.
We'll take that pledge also. But
Especially if you have a eunuch's beard.
A eunuch's
beard?
Oh,
those are highly respectable, yeah. Just hold, shake it, and loose change will fall out, and then send that to the station.
Yeah.
There's a 20
But it generally doesn't have viruses.
Well, maybe. So, yeah. So if you have facial hair, call in Solidarity, brother or sister. 713. So, we're down to
scrubbing. So now we're going to rename this Technology Beards.
Technology Beards.
Beard Knowledge Bites. Beard Knowledge. I don't know.
713-526-4000 to make your bearded pledge to us.
We can go. We could. And then once the beard conversation is over, we can go to the beer conversation.
I was about to bridge that.
Because I was going to talk about there's mainstream beers and then there's craft beards.
Artisanal beards.
There's homebrew.
You can write a blog about that.
Home beards, that's right.
So do you have like Oktoberfest beards?
Mine's Beard Light.
Beard Light.
Mine's more of the silver.
Mine's an amber.
Dwight's got the silver bullet beard going.
I do a dark with a little wheat.
I've got the half pint beard.
All right, 713-526-4000. See, that's the kind of thing that we do here on Technology Bites. I mean, you know, it's like the car show, the car talk guy. You know, my wife used to say, I love that show because they hardly ever talk about cars. Same way at Technology Bites. Sometimes we hardly ever talk about computers. But, you know, the whole idea of being here on Wednesday nights is just to have a good time and have a good conversation about, you know, technology and the culture that surrounds. Beards are part of the technology culture. You know, geeks, obviously, this 5 out of 6, Pete has a beard. So 6 out of 6 geeks have beards on Technology Bites. Facial hair is an important part of our culture.
Yeah, but they're not grown. They're left feral.
Yeah. Well.
Some are tended to.
Groove looks pretty tended. Barrett, not so. Dwight is tended. It's trim.
You know, I'm in a different room. I really should come and evaluate this.
You should come check out.
You can tell how on the market any of us is based on that contentedness, I would think.
Yeah, you know, actually, when I was single, I stayed clean shaven because a woman who likes a beard will go out with a guy without one, but a woman who doesn't like a beard won't go out with a guy with one, so it's greatest good, greatest number kind of stuff.
You need to watch the video about, what was that?
Oh, yeah.
I Want to Grow a Beard.
I Want to Grow a Beard, the video. So, yeah, that's Groovehouse turned that.
Don't give in. Grow the beard.
Yeah,
grow the beard.
If she loves you, she'll see past the beard.
It's kind of like if you're a smoker, it's just like, I'm not going to give up smoking just to go on a date. I'm not a smoker, by the way. I'm a recovering
smoker.
Depends
on how long it's been since your last date.
Well,
cigarettes could easily get hit the wayside, I'm sure, if you... Anyway, we're talking about dates on a nerd show, so we're probably not gaining much ground here at all.
We lost every single listener we had.
To do is they talk about dates, so you're kind of right in the margin there.
713-526-4000. We're trying to have a good time tonight. We're trying to keep it light, but we do have a goal to raise, and we need to reach out to you and appeal to your generosity and have you call in. We do have some thank you gifts, I'm pretty sure.
We'll give them anything in the book.
Anything in the book? For a price. Well, we have the KPF.
Does that include women? Oh, no, that's in the
binder.
I have a binder
full of premiums.
It's getting hairy in here.
713-526-4000.
If you want a premium and you don't want to do it all at once, KPFT will graciously allow you to draw that pledge out over the course of the year. You can take, any amount.
And let's take an example. So let's just say you want a KPFT news T-shirt or whatever the $60 KPFT T-shirt is. It comes at the $60 pledge level. You could pay that out $5 a month and get your shirt after you've paid it off. Or you could put it on electronic funds transfer, and I think they'll give you the shirt up front. So you get... build $5 a month, get your $60 pledge paid off, and get the thank you gift.
Yeah, you don't have to make it all at once.
Yeah, if you want to pick up one of the nicer premiums, one of the really upscale premiums, you can do that over the course of a year.
Now, can I get serious here?
Yes, get serious, please.
You also have the option, if you are willing to forego your gift, to give a pledge to KPFT and Planned Parenthood, for every $1,000 that is donated to KPFT, and this is not like a quid pro quo, there isn't like money changing hands here, but for every $1,000 that's given to KPFT where the notation is made during the taking that it can go into the pool, you can actually get a Planned Parenthood will actually provide a well woman exam. So for every $1,000 pledged, you can help a woman who might otherwise not be able to afford it to get a well woman exam that potentially could save her life. And all for the price, essentially, of foregoing your mug.
So you call in, make the pledge, decline the premium.
Correct.
And you will help someone who might need your help.
And just make the note on the pledge card that they're willing to forego their gift for Planned Parenthood.
Wow. So there you go. 713-526-4000. The main thing that you're going to be doing when you pledge your support is you're going to be committing financial resources to the ongoing running of this radio station, because the radio station has to have a certain amount of money in the coffers to be able to pay the electric bill, to keep the phones on, to keep the internet on, to keep the transmitter transmitting, keep stuff repaired, get us some new headphones once in a while. But none of the money that you pledge goes towards buying us new laptops or
the show, us.
Yeah, us in any way. We don't get a cent. We're all here volunteer, spending our own personal time and
our own money.
Yeah. And our own money. We love the show. We love the station. We love the mission. We're here because we love what we do and who we're doing it for.
Which is you. And we love when you pledge. When we love to be able to say... yeah, if you don't mind. We love to be able to say at the end of the show, thanks for helping us make our goal, and we like making our goal. We're struggling a little bit here. We've got a handful of pledges in, but we need to get down to business here and have you go to the phones and dial 713-526-4000. You could do it for my birthday, which is coming up next week. I'll actually be doing fundraising on my birthday, but I will take an early birthday present of a pledge of whatever you can afford at 713-526-4000. And if you pledge tonight, we do have some thank you gifts, and we can go over that with you at the I don't have that good list that they have inside the other room, but I know that the $90 pledge level is the KPFT Peace T-shirt. Maybe I did find it. Do we have any of your books left?
I don't know. I think we did from the last time. They didn't.
I think we have some. Can we get more if it was a problem?
I don't know. Probably.
Well, I'm sure that there's got to be at least a few of the Dwight Silverman switching to a Mac.
No problem.
Which is a book written with the idea of Windows users making the leap over to using a Macintosh computer, and kind of tells you step by step, you know, here's what you're used to in Windows. Here's the equivalent in the Mac. If you want to migrate from this to that, here's how you do it. And it's written by Dwight Silverman, and he'll autograph it. And I forget, what were we offering that at?
I think that was the $75.
$75 pledge level, if you wanted to pick up on the Switching to a Mac, No Problem book by Dwight Silverman. You can go, are there any reviews on that book on Amazon? I haven't looked in a while.
No.
No?
You reviewed your own book, didn't you? That was a guilty look.
Oh, we all Google ourselves and know it.
But we don't review ourselves.
No, we don't.
Well, then on the Amazon, you can actually put in the editorial review or the author's review.
Yes.
So,
but I haven't done that. And, you know, unfortunately, it did not sell well. There's a giant book out there that is kind of a category killer, so it was tough competition. It's a David Pogue has a Switching to a Mac book that's kind of considered the Bible. So I was up against that. But it was fun writing it. And
you can be the Mormon part of that equation.
I can be the what?
The Mormon part of that equation. You got the Bible and you got the Mormon.
I didn't realize that was his book. He got really good shelf placement in all the computer book stores. Like, that was on the end caps almost everywhere
I
went.
And also it was carried in Apple's stores themselves.
Now, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a technical question now. Okay. Which is the darker dark side, Windows or Apple OS? I mean, you've got one kind of control freak versus another kind of control freak. Which is the darker dark side? Is there a non-dark side to operating systems?
Well, in order to initiate you into the tech coven, we have to...
Remove your pants.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Not that initiation. I'm sorry.
It's the wrong initiation.
Well, let me just.
It's your other club. It's your other club.
You know, the whole Mac versus PC thing is something that's been hashed and hashed and hashed over and over again. If you've been listening to Technology Bites for any length of time, you'll know that Dwight Silverman and myself are originated as Windows users. Pete is probably the only... Well, would that be true to say that Pete's the only one of us who has been Mac since the beginning? I mean, he's been Mac all...
I've not been completely Mac. I jump around. I was Linux for a long time. Even though my first real kind of computers were Macs way back in the day, like Apple IIe's and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Okay. Well, I had a Commodore 64 and a VIC-20, but I mean, the first real computer was like a Mac.
So, but you've never really even considered Windows.
Yeah, I ran Windows 95.
You have
a Windows box now. I do now. I've got a Windows 7 box at work, and it's kind of fun because I like to be, I've got to test the software.
Don't you have one at home, too?
I built up a gaming machine, but it's at work because the network is better there, at least right now. And it's just impressive. I did that mainly for gaming, and I ran Windows 98 SE for a little bit, but there was a time, like, you know, once at 98, I left that. I was on Linux for a number of years, and it wasn't until OS X came out that I kind of made the switch over to that, and that's really because it's still Unix at its base. So, you know, I need to talk to Unix servers and Linux servers, so whatever lets me do that right now, it's OS X, but I still run Linux here and there, you know.
All right, let me ask you an operational Apple question. I've basically been a PC guy. I got my first computer in 85, DOS 2.0. That's how old I am. And when my stepdaughter decided that she wanted an Apple because, you know, everybody in college has an Apple. And one thing I've never figured out how to do is the equivalent of an end-of-line command in Apple. I mean, like, Windows, the keyboard has an
end-of-line.
Control-D.
So that's in Windows. And that also works in Unix. It works on OS X. It's end of, that's EOL. We'll send it.
So control D, I guess, like D for end.
Yeah, but the application has to be aware of it. But like the command line stuff will do it. Like if you cat stuff into a file from the command line and hit control D, that's end of line, end of file, and it dumps out.
What if you're doing Mac Office?
Don't know. Try it out, though.
Okay, now, six guys. I can't get an answer to an end of line in Mac Word?
Carriage return?
No one uses, we don't use Mac Word. Who uses, is that the Microsoft Office Mac Word?
Yes.
What do you mean end of line?
So are you looking for like a search and replace where you're trying to find that the end of line character or the
sometimes
the
you want to go
character?
Either to like home at the beginning of a line or end at the end of a line, either because you want to take out something or insert something and you don't feel like having to use your mouse to find the spot, or you don't want to use your cursor to find the spot, your left, right, up, down.
You mean what's the keystroke?
Yes.
The key
because there is no end key, there is no home key on a Mac keyboard.
That's not entirely true. I think you can set them up as hotkeys.
But okay, so what is the equivalent?
I don't use it.
Yeah. Most people I know don't use the home and the home and end keys are really throwbacks to DOS or command line interface.
But useful.
Well, certainly, but I mean, when you're talking about you have your mouse, you're driving your computer, you got your mouse right there, it gets you where you want to go, and it click. I mean, it's. I don't know, maybe.
But you realize some of us don't have the eye hand
dollar sign.
The dollar sign?
Yeah.
Dollar sign.
That's in VI.
hey, do this command up is what you're looking for. Go Google, command things, because command up is there's beginning of document, end of document. Move to end of line is command right. Move to beginning of line is command left. That's what you're looking for, your command and option.
And the command's the, clover leaf.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. It looks like the memorial and, wah kind of thing.
Nice. It's Houston. Thank you. It's Houston related.
713-526-4000 is the number to call. We're having a good time here tonight, but it's certainly not based on the level of pledges that are coming in.
No, you got to pay for that technical support, guys.
You know, when we've talked about this in the past, too. If you've ever called in for tech support from anybody, out of warranty or even... stuff that doesn't come with warranty, like product support for application support where you have to pay to get your help. You can pay a lot of money to get that kind of help.
What is it, like $60 an hour?
Easily. And if you call in and make a pledge, you call in to get help from us, we'll spend as much time as it takes to hopefully get you where you need to go. And that comes in free of charge. I like to think that people who listen to this show have, if you're... And I say this every fundraiser, and so sometimes I just feel guilty for having to say it again, but I feel like if you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in on purpose. You're here because you know what's up, you're entertained, you're interested, you're curious, you're being informed, you're here because you want to be here. So there is a benefit to you from what is happening right now on Wednesday nights between 8 and 10 on KPFT. What is this experience worth to you? What is it worth to you personally to say, I appreciate this, I enjoy this, I am entertained by this, I am willing to do X for Technology Bytes. I'm willing to do X for KPFT. Is that $35? Is that $20? Is it $100? Is it $500? What is that? What is this experience worth to you in terms of wanting to be a part or participate in making sure that it's available and continues to prosper here on KPFT? 713-526-4000 to answer that question. If you can afford a $35 pledge, that's a basic membership. If you can afford more than that, that would be awesome too. I know that there are people out there who listen who are gainfully employed and are successful in their careers and their endeavors and maybe can afford a little bit more than the average amount. And that's great to have those pledges come in. Certainly when we've done fundraisers in the past, we've had a couple of people who will carry us a great way towards the goal. But every little bit that is called in and pledged goes towards that success. And all it takes is a steady stream of willing listeners to call 713-526-4000 and make a donation to get us there. Because we are right now around $205 towards our $1,600 goal. It seems like it's a long ways away. We've got about an hour and 15 minutes left in the show to get there. We can easily do that. We just need, for those that are listening right now, to us ask for money to actually go and figure out a way to give us some money.
May I offer some possible mental rationalizations.
Mental rationalizations.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. First of all, if you have ever called in and if these six guys have helped you get out of a jam with your computer, pay it forward so someone else has the same opportunity. If you are a computer salesperson, especially one who is commissioned, if you make your money selling computers and not explaining to your customers how to fix a problem with them, send some money into these guys so that they can do it for you. Also keep in mind that if for any bizarre reason, if you don't find this banter or this technical support entertaining, KPFT has over 70 other shows that you can be supporting by contributing right now. 713-526-4000, kpft.org, and, you know, we can get to tech support if we can meet our goal.
So, yeah, one of the things that's kind of a hidden piece that it's not directly out there and obvious, but this is one I want some of you out there to think about, is we try to make people more comfortable with technology and with taking the steps to, you know, manage their technology or use it, you know, in helping them answer their questions when they're beginners or just in how we talk about it. If we've changed you, if you've been changed by the show to where now you're not afraid to try and use your computer, you're not afraid to do something new, or you feel like now you could use it, and if you make a mistake, you know, you've heard us kind of go through the problem solving process, and so you kind of know how to do that for yourself, then, you know, that would be worth a pledge to the station. And it's a matter of how much you feel that's worth to you and how much you can afford. You know, we don't want anybody put out on the street because they pledged, they loved Technology Bites so much that they pledged everything they had. We're not a religion. But if you have it and you can pledge it, you're going to feel good for that. And you'll know that first off, you thanked us for helping you that way. And, like you just mentioned, you're paying it forward so that the next person gets that chance to get helped and to learn more about computers or get more comfortable with them. 713-526-4000 is the number to make that happen.
That's a very good point. 713-526-4000. When you call and make the donation to KPFT, if you are new, if you've never subscribed to KPFT before, I can tell you one thing's for sure. It will change the way you listen to KPFT. It changes the entire experience. You know, we've talked about this in the past, and it's worth repeating again. I listened to KPFT for a number of years before I made any kind of contribution to it. And when I did call in, when I finally worked up the nerve or the courage or the gumption to call in during a fundraiser and make a pledge, it just changed. It felt great. It felt like, you know, because you don't have to do it. You're not, you know, there's not something compelling you in saying that you have to do this or the radio station is going to go away, because ultimately that's not true. Somebody will pick up the ball and
well,
go.
Well, maybe.
I mean, well, I mean, assuming that all of a sudden, you know, in some kind of, weird television drama, all the support for KPFT and public radio dried up around the world. One
well,
day.
You know, yes, might have to go from being a 24/7 station to maybe a 18/7 station or an 18/5 station. But, you know, one thing none of us have mentioned to this point, and I think it's really important, tax deductible. This is a tax deductible contribution. How many places can you get something, namely this whole programming schedule, and it's still 100% tax deductible? So, in a sense, the more you give, the more you save.
That's true. 713-526-4000. The most important thing is to just go ahead and carve out in your brain the amount of money that you're willing to donate to KPFT, and then take the next step and go and make that donation. If that amount is zero, of course, you're end of line. But if that amount is greater than zero, then the next step is for you to go to the phones and make the call. We need to have those calls come in. It's momentum is everything, because when you make a pledge, when you call into 713-526-4000 and make a donation, that's going to lead to an on-air mention. That's going to lead to an increase of the amount of money that's coming. So we'll say we've gone from this amount to this amount, and we're this far from our goal. And that will encourage other people to want to participate in that whole process. That's what the whole goal is about. And that's why we get on the air and why we thank people and why we carry on about it. As those calls come in, you can help build that momentum. 713-526-4000 is the number to call. We have a pledge right here. Speaking of having people to thank, we want to thank, and I'm going to butcher the name, Afolabi. Afolabi? Afolabi?
Probably Afolabi is going to
be. Afolabi. Wow. Listen to Mike.
A little Hebrew background. You know, Hebrew, Arabic, it starts to sound very similar.
Okay. Well, anyway, he or she. Do you think it's a male or female name?
I would not venture at this point.
Okay. This person called in from Houston, made a pledge, put it on the credit card, and we appreciate that. So there you go. So we're up around 250 or so. We could probably get a tally at some point. We are moving along, and that's how that works. 713-526-4000. You know, we inch along. It always. And here comes another one from Groovehouse, who actually manned the phones and took a pledge. All right. We want to thank Robert, who called in a pledge. He loves the show. And he's with love the show. Thanks to Robert with Remax. All right. Thanks, Robert, with Remax. And that's another feather in our cap. We're over $300 now, a little over $300.
Yeah, please call because no one will bite.
Oh, so 355. So, see, there you go.
Excellent.
It just it comes in waves, and we need you to go ahead and be...
Do the wave.
Do the wave. It's kind of like, you know, like a meme, where, you know, a few people kind of come up with an idea, and then people catch on, and everybody starts participating, and it's everywhere you go. Then you see it everywhere. 713-526-4000 to make a pledge to Technology Bites during this fundraiser. Pardon me. We have 2 weeks of this that we have to do, that we're obligated to do here on KPFT. So we're going to do tonight, and we're going to do next Wednesday. There's no reason why you should wait till next week. Go ahead and make your pledge now. We need to have a success this week. That will be part of what builds our momentum for next week. 713-526-4000 to call in a pledge of support to Technology Bites. 713-526-4000. To call in and make a pledge of support to KPFT.
You know, next week, one of those things is to look ahead. And, you know, we need to make our goal this week, and we need to be ready to do pretty well next week so that there is some time to talk about all the new stuff that's happening. I mean, Apple is going to have their big event where they announce presumably the iPad mini next week. You have the Microsoft Surface tablets, I believe that'll be coming out right after the next show. But so there's a lot of big changes that are coming along, a lot of very new things, and we need time to talk about them, but we've got to make sure and pay the bills first. 713-526-4000 is the number to do that so that we can, you know, squeak out some time to, especially next week, to keep you up to date.
What is the what announcements do we have coming next? Is it the
23rd is the mini. The 26th, the 25th is the launch event for Windows 8 and the Surface Tablet, and both Windows 8 and the Surface Tablet will be available on the 26th. On the 29th is the Windows Phone 8 device, and announced today some kind of Android event on the 29th, possibly having to do with the Play Store or maybe updates for Jelly Bean.
So if you don't call in and pledge tonight, we're not going to have the money to buy all these new... I mean, wait. No. totally
not how
kidding.
It works.
Not how it works. We get all of our stuff free.
No.
Well, slowly I've gotten on like the lists, started to get on the lists, you know, the kind of journalist lists for technology stuff. And unfortunately, they waited till just the last minute to send me this one. Apparently, Dell has a thing Friday. They sent it to me, and it's like, you have to tell us today. You have to RSVP today if you're going to do it. And I couldn't swing my schedule. But this Friday, they're going to be offering people, you know, offering journalists and such access to Dell's Windows 8 tablets and PCs where you could go and have hands-on time.
All right, we got to thank... Thomas, who's also a Remax, thank you. He wants to keep the Remax theme going.
All right, keep it in the family.
So he hit the web up for a pledge, so we can add another $35 to the total.
Appreciate
that. That, Thomas. Appreciate that. Let me see if anybody else.
We take all pledges. We take a small amount.
Century 21. Hey, let's do a competition. Let's do Remax, Century 21, Red Carpet.
Wow,
Gary
are they still
Green.
Around?
I don't know.
I don't know if Red Carpet really is still
but,
around.
But let's make this a competition. Which of you realty companies is going to be the biggest supporter of KPFT?
Right now, it's Remax in the lead.
That's right.
713-526-4000 to pledge your support. And you could also go online to do it. Oh, yeah, we're getting up close to the top of the hour, so we need to do a little station business. We don't have anything to play, but we do need to remind you that you're listening to KPFT in Houston, 90.1 FM, the name of this show, as it is every Wednesday night for the last umpteen years, after it was Radio X and after it was Radio Drome, is Technology Bites. Yes, we are Technology Bites. I'm Jay Lee.
I'm Peter Hughes.
I'm Flicted.
I'm Barrett.
I'm Dwight.
And he's
Groove House.
So that takes care of our station business. And back to fundraising. Woohoo! 713-526-4000 is the number to call if you'd like to be on the air with us tonight. And we are encouraging you to pledge your support to KPFT.
There are different levels that you can pledge at, aren't there?
There Definitely. Are different levels.
What is the basic level?
Level is $35.
And that gets you what?
That gets you station membership.
I think it provides you the opportunity to either run for a position on the board or to vote for someone who's running for a position on
and
the board.
And a free sticker.
And a free sticker. And you know what? If you just drop by the station and ask for the free sticker, we might give that to you anyway. I can actually offer some general reasons, aside from the wonderfulness of you guys, I can offer some general reasons why people ought to be contributing to KPFT.
Really?
Yes, I can. It's amazing the things
There's
I can
a reason
do.
Other than us?
A reason other than the 2 hours a week that you guys are on this station. As great as those 2 hours are.
What a surprise.
I know. It's unthinkable, but here it is. First of all, 24/7 programming. Locally produced in Houston. Locally programmed in Houston. Almost entirely listener-sponsored. 90% of the money that keeps us on the air comes from you guys listening right now. About 90% of the people that work here for free, or at our own expense, as the case may be. KPFT doesn't have a particular format. It's not a news format, or an urban music format, or a happy talk format, current circumstances accepted. But it's a community needs format. We have, and I actually did a count today, there are approximately 75 individual programs. Now, some of them are aired more than once a week, some of them are not, but there are over 70 individual programs that KPFT airs. Local news, local talk, public affairs, shows that are aimed at specific ethnic groups or interest groups that, very narrow casted. I think KPFT, if there's one word or one compound word that describes KPFT, it's narrow casted. There is no other station in Houston, maybe even combining the entire dial, that has the diversity that KPFT has. And because it's archived, you can listen to it anytime you want on your computer, on your laptop, on your smartphone, on your iPad. And we can't do that without you. 713-526-4000. There are just so many great reasons to contribute to KPFT and keep it on the air. And it doesn't have to be because you love everything on KPFT. It can be because you love some of what's on KPFT. Let's say what? If they were to donate 50 cents an hour for every hour that they listen to KPFT, that could easily be worth $40 a year. Easily. Is that not correct?
Correct.
713.
I hear calculators or buttons or something going on.
Calculators.
I'm thinking you're number crunching for me.
Slide rules.
No.
Well, there's a calculator app. Okay.
We're tweeting. Facebooking. We're emailing our listeners. We're responding to stuff. We're taking advantage of you prattling on to do other stuff.
You want me to do some more prattling? Well, let's give out
the phone number, 713-526-4000.
And kpft.org.
And kpft.org. If you donate at kpft.org, please send me an email so we know that you've done that. 713-526-4000 is the number to call and make that pledge. We'd really like to hear from you. I want an actual total from what we have on pledge forms.
Do you have any in here? Or are they all?
I don't have any pledge forms in here, and I had to redirect the.
You want me to bring some in?
No.
They don't even want to see me.
No, we want a total.
We want to hear you on the calculator.
We want you to calculate those pledge forms you have in front of you.
You know what? These are round numbers. I don't use a calculator.
Well, hit it, man. Hit it.
Okay.
Do your mathematician stuff.
In front of me, I've got $190.
$190. Now, I had an online pledge for $35, so that's...
Tally that into it.
I mean, it won't really count until they see that, but it gives us a mental framework to work with. So we're a little over, what, 300? What did you just say? How much did he have out there?
About 190.
190 plus 35 is 220.
Well, I thought we were better than that.
Plus.
We are better than
that. And we are plus 100 and another 130 from the web.
Right.
So, let me get that actual amount here.
325.
More. Is it that?
I believe so.
So, guys, we got some work to do here.
We do have some work.
Guys out there, you all, we got some work to do here.
130, yes. So, yeah. 130 plus 35 is 165 plus 290.
Carry the one.
Jeez.
Add the pie.
These are the computer guys.
Yeah, Barrett should be writing a script.
It's not like we're working penny stuff.
I was writing a SIGHUB script.
Not.
Well,
Yes.
The important thing to mention is that we're not really even close.
No, not even close.
So, with a $1,600 goal staring us down, a double barrel shotgun full of neediness, we need to appeal to you to go to the phones and dial 713-526-4000. Spend 2 hours during fundraiser per show talking to you about all the clever things we can think up about why you should make a pledge and why you should support. And it really just boils down to one thing. Do you believe that KPFT should be on the air? And do you believe that Technology Bytes has a place there? If you believe that, then that's reason to go to the phones and make a pledge of support. Your money will be well spent and used wisely to keep the station on the air.
And that's because these guys are not participating in those decisions.
That's true.
We have no say-so
over how the money is spent.
You know, let's talk a little about not only why you should donate, but how you can donate. There are any number of ways that you can pledge. If you want to mail in a check, if you make the phone call, make the promise, and say that you will bring by or mail the check, that's okay. If you actually want to bring cash, and we've had people done that during the station during business hours, you can call and pledge that cash and bring it by at your earliest convenience. If you want to put it on a debit card all at once or monthly or quarterly, we can do that. Put it on a credit card, same deal. We can do it by the month, $5, $10, $15 a month, quarterly, semi-annually. We are really, really flexible. Whatever makes it work for you works for us. So those are some of the ways that you can contribute to KPFT. And now I'll let those six guys go back to telling you why.
Well.
Okay, that's not a good start.
I get tired. I do. I get tired. You know, fundraising. Overall, it'd be a lot more interesting and fun if KPFT could somehow raise the money that it needs to stay on the air silently or off air. You know, if you could just tune into KPFT at any given moment and have it be simply quality broadcasting of information or music or whatever it is that you tune in for, and not have to listen to the hosts of the various shows go on and on and on about you giving us money. That would be ideal, but that doesn't work in the real world. That's not how public radio works. All public radio, all listener-sponsored radio has to take valuable airtime and reach out to the listener base and have them, you know, make donations to fund the radio station and keep the operation going. That's the reality. And, you know, it's funny because I was at my day job, which I won't say anything about where that was, but I was at my day job, and part of my day job is working on computers, believe it or not. But I don't have to work on all computers that I deal with. We buy new computers from various vendors, and they are covered under warranty, and they work, you know, for a while, then they break, and we call the vendor, and we say, hey, your computer broke. Come out here and fix it. And so then we go through this whole rigmarole, and they send out a technician to my location, so I get to meet all these interesting tech people who are working in the consumer electronics. This week, it was last week, one of the techs came out from one of the vendors, and I had him working on something, and, you know, I said, okay, here, you can sit here, here's the computer, fix it, blah, blah, blah. And so he finished up, he wrapped up, and I was seeing him out the door, sending him on his way, and he looked at me and he said, how's the show going? So he figured out or realized that he was talking to, you know, me and who I was. And that was, you know, that's always flattering. That's always interesting when you, like, have that encounter with someone who listens to the show. But what was striking to me was his comment was, he goes, you know, I used to listen to you guys all the time, and, you know, and it kind of got boring. But he said one thing that he noticed is that he said, well, now, and then when I do tune in, it seems like you're in fundraiser all the time. So, you know, it's unfortunate if your only experience, recent experience with this radio show is to tune in during fundraiser.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're watching a show in syndicated reruns, and for some reason the one you catch is always the one you've seen.
Right. You know, it's like I could tune in to Star Trek First Generation, the original Star Trek, once in a blue moon, and it would be the same episode I saw the last blue moon.
So annoying.
Newman.
So 713-526-4000. So we all agree that this is not the glamour of Technology Bites. This is not the glamour of public radio. This is not the glamour of KPFT. This is the, look, we've got a job to do. We've got a mission. We've got this thing. It's here. We're doing it. And come 10 o'clock, we're going to leave. So the question really falls down to one thing, and that's whether or not we can effectively use the 2 hours that we're given tonight to convince enough people listening to go to the phones and dial 713-526-4000 and make a donation so that when 10 o'clock rolls around, we can say, thank you, we made our goal, this is awesome, yay, Technology Bites, yay, KPFT, yay, public radio.
Yay, tax deductible.
Yay, whatever you need to yay about. But yeah, the important thing is that, you know, we could either spend the 2 hours kind of grinding along, doing the unpleasant thing, and have a huge failure and just say, whoa, that was a waste of time. Or we can say, look, this is what needs to be done. This is the job at hand. Let's do it. Let's get it done and have a success and have it be something that's cheerful and upbeat. And I prefer cheerful and upbeat, believe it or not. That is my preference. I need for you to go to the phones and cheer me up, 713-526-4000, and make a pledge. And we're not asking any one of you to do the whole thing. We know that there's at least a dozen of you listening, and all 12 of you have not pledged yet. If all 12 of you called in and pledged, we could probably be most of the way, if not all the way, to the goal. It's really just a matter of you chipping in a little bit and just taking a few minutes. And if you're sitting there and you're not doing much of anything else, and you got the money and you can afford it, it's not a lot of effort to go to the phones and dial 713-526-4000 or go on the web at kpft.org and take a minute or two and make that pledge.
You know, we are here every Wednesday night, come rain, sleet, snow. When there are, like, presidential debates, okay, we're not here. But
that's not our choosing.
Right, that's right. And so we're here every Wednesday night, and we're here for a couple of reasons. Number one, we're geeks. We don't have anything else to do most weeknights. The other thing is that we like to help people. The reason that most of us are here in this room is not self-aggrandizement, but it is because we like to help you. One of the reasons I got into journalism years ago was because I wanted to help people. It's kind of like the holy grail of it. And, you know, I went through a period where I was doing investigative reporting and busting bad guys and looking at financial records of nuclear power plants and stuff like that. And all of that sounds pretty heavy and cool, but you know what? None of it beats helping somebody get the spyware off their computer or figure out how to switch from Windows to Mac or just
Build a computer from scratch or build replace a hard drive
or decide which damn smartphone to buy. None of it feels as good as when I help somebody doing that. And that's why we're here. And now we need your help. We need you to go to the phones and dial 713-526-4000 and help us out. We have a big goal to make. We've got some money in here tonight, but not what we need to do. So we need you. We've helped you. It's your turn to help us.
You know, and Dwight makes a very good point. You know, as people who are really into tech and really into this whole geek thing, we do get a lot of satisfaction from helping people out. And I obviously have an obsessive compulsive disorder about it because I not only do the radio show where I'm answering questions, but I'm also writing the column for the Houston Chronicle, and my day job is helping people. So I really do a lot of this because I really love to do it. One of the frustrating things that I've noticed being, and if you're, maybe you're in the same boat, if you're a tech person, if you're the go-to computer guy in your family or at your office or in your circle of friends, you're the one that always gets asked a computer question. When you have a question, when you need help, isn't it really frustrating when you can't find anybody who can help you? Like, I'll come across a computer problem that is just so mind-bogglingly difficult, and I can't figure it out, and I'll reach out to Twitter, I'll reach out to Facebook, and I'll ask, does anybody know anything that might point me in the right direction? And unfortunately, most of the time it's no. I mean, it's like, I just have to keep looking and keep trying and keep digging. And people do try to help, and I appreciate that. But here during Fundraiser, it's super simple. We are reaching out to you for the one thing that we can't do ourselves, which is to raise the money to fund KPFT and to fund Technology Bytes for the next several months down the road. Or, we ask our listeners to do it once a year. We come on three times a year to do it, but we don't expect people to donate every fundraiser. We want you to donate one time during the year. If you haven't made a donation this year to Technology Bytes, if you have not made a donation this year to KPFT, we want you to go to the phones and make that donation. We are asking you for help. This is the one thing that we cannot do ourselves. This is the one thing that really ties this two-way radio together, where we are all working together for a common goal, which is to keep KPFT going and keep Technology Bytes on the air.
Basically, you guys give tech support all year. This is when you need your tech support.
This is when we need our tech support. This is when, you've used that program for a long time, and then you say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and register this software and pay the fee, because it has helped me. I've talked to people who, you have your great anti-spyware programs like Spybot Search and Destroy and Malwarebytes, which are free for use at home. But I've watched people time and again say, you know what, Jay, you recommended that program to me. I used it. It got me out of a jam. And I sent money to them, because they do offer the paid version. It's so good. It was so helpful. I decided to pay for it. Same thing with Technology Bytes. If it's good enough and helpful enough and entertaining enough, maybe it's worth a small donation from you. 713-526-4000 is the number to call. We are 40 minutes away from the show ending. We're not even halfway to our goal. We need the phones to ring. We need the volunteers to be put to work. We need to make at least a showing here tonight of donations. 713-526-4000 and pledge your support. If you want to call 5738, you can do that as well. Right now, we just need to have the pledges come in. Go to kpft.org and make a pledge. Let us know via the contact form at Geek Radio if you do decide to do it that way. I'm I want to have something clever. I want to have that last, you know, final thing to say that sends you over the edge. And I struggle to find that every time we do fundraiser. I'm hoping that we're hitting it now. I see all the lines are open.
Yeah, I think it's too late at this point for linear pledging. But we need to go logarithmic.
Binary would look really good, man. Those digits would add up in a hurry.
What we need is a few people to call in right now just to kind of get the ball rolling again. We've kind of stalled out here. I will confess that I don't like when we don't make the goal, and it doesn't happen that often. I know times are tough. I know we're in an election year, and we're all paying attention to things like our pocketbook and the economy and stuff. But maybe a little distraction from all that is what's needed.
You know, about 8% of KPFT's listeners actually help to support KPFT. Try to be one of the 8%. I mean, try to be one of those one-digit elite people. Single-digit elitists. 8% of listeners are supporters. Be one. Be one of the strong, the proud, the donors.
713-526-4000. The lines are eerily quiet. Eerily quiet.
Calm before the storm?
Could be. I mean, we have been known to have last-minute pushes.
Mm-hmm.
We have been known to go limping along into the final 20 or 30 minutes of a show, right about where we are, and then all of a sudden, you know, stuff comes flowing in.
You know what? Here's a thing to consider. Most people listening to radio are listening in their cars. They're driving. They may want to donate, but they can't be distracted with their wallets and their credit cards and
they're
stuff.
Texting.
And they're texting. But you know what? If you have a hands-free set where you can speak on the phone while you are driving safely, and I would emphasize that, you can call us, you can make a pledge, and when it is convenient, you can provide us with your card information or whatever other method you wish to use. But at least making the pledge, making the offer, making the promise.
And what's that number for doing so?
713-526-4000.
I wonder if you can make a pledge using Siri.
You could, or you could just pull over. Oh, that's a novel idea.
I'm gonna
try.
Could,
I'm gonna try this. Here,
you know,
hold on. Let's hold on. We're gonna listen in.
Hold on. Siri, I'd like to make a pledge to KPFT.
Which one? Rachel K. Gleason.
What was that?
Did I just call up your call girl list?
No. It said which one, and then it gives three names from my contacts.
So. Hold on, let me try here. Pledge to KPFT.
Sorry, I don't understand.
How about call KPFT?
Call KPFT.
I don't have a phone number for KPFT program director.
Ooh. Oh. I thought you were cozier than that.
I've got his contact information, but it doesn't have a phone number.
I think it shows that Siri is clearly broken.
I think we need to get an Android phone in here.
Yeah.
All right, I see a call on the line. I see that all of that heartfelt begging and soul-bearing has resulted in a call.
Excellent.
A call.
Well,
now, that person needs to pledge $1,500.
Well, no, we don't want to put that much pressure on. But I think we may have, like, a thing here. If you are driving and you do not have access to your wallet safely and immediately, call, make the offer. We can work out the details later. Let us know that your intent is there. Just call us and say, you know what, I'll give you that information later. 713-526-4000.
Really, it is all about the intent. The other thing that can happen, too, is that say you don't want to put this on a credit card or don't want to put it on electronic funds transfer, we can bill you.
Yeah.
We can invoice you. So if you make the pledge and give us your contact information, we can send you a bill. 713-526-4000. We're not talking about a life-changing amount of money from a single person.
We're not talking about a bill. We're talking about a reminder.
A reminder, true enough, because it won't affect your credit rating if you don't follow through,
correct.
Although we encourage you to follow through. See another call coming in. We're not asking you to break your bank. We're not asking you to do without. We're not asking you to keep, you know, take food off the plate of your children or your pets or any of that. We're looking for the, you know, this, what you can scrape together, you know, that you can afford. Maybe it's only, you know, $5 or $10. I see some calls coming in now. That's a good sign.
That's excellent.
713-526-4000. You know, there, in all of our lives, if you are employed and if you're gainfully employed, you look around you and you determine what it is that you can afford. Can you afford a cup of coffee every morning? Can you afford to go to the movies on a Friday night? Can you afford to buy a new stereo for your car or a new piece of hardware, technology hardware, like a new computer? Is it time? You know, every couple of years, maybe you can afford to get a new computer. You know, you look at your life around you, you look at your budget, you say, okay, these are the things that I enjoy, and I'd like to spend some money on some of that. I'd like to get myself, maybe I want to get an accessory for my car, my phone, or whatever. Think of Technology Bites and KPFT as something along those lines. Maybe you've been listening for a long time, but, you know, like you've been eyeballing that cool thing at the store for a long time, and, you know, I really don't need it. I can't really afford it. But then all of a sudden you realize, you know, the stars align and you've got the surplus cash, and you say, you know what, I can do that. I can purchase that or make that donation. KPFT Technology Bites, maybe you've never really thought seriously about pledging money to it before. You thought you knew it happened, you knew it existed. It's not like an alien concept, but you never thought you were the person who was going to call in. Maybe it's time for you to have that breakthrough and so you go, you know what? These guys have really been going at it hard and working hard and doing their thing, and I'd like to make a donation to them. And then you go to the phone and you make that donation. And then, you know, you have the thing, whatever that thing is.
The good thing is usually a feeling of satisfaction.
It's a good, yeah, it's the same.
A feeling of belonging.
It's a feeling of, like,
ownership.
Participation.
You're one of us.
Yeah.
You know, we, I'll say I. I really like our listeners. I really like the people who tune into the show. We have the Geek Gatherings the first Friday of the month, and we get to see some of them. I meet them here and there. You know, in my travels and my wanderings. I like our listeners. I like people who are enthused about technology. I like people who are, you know, familiar with the geek culture or want to understand or participate in the tech culture a little bit. I think that there are people who try to challenge themselves and try to stay informed. And I like a good troubleshooting mind. I like someone who's looks at a problem and says, how can I solve it, instead of just succumbing to it and giving up. And one of the reasons why I like doing this show is that I really get to participate in that kind of situation between the co-hosts that I have here on the show, as well as the listeners. It's all one kind of community thing that I really, really am grateful to be a part of. And obviously, it can't happen if we don't have the money to keep the radio station going. I mean, certainly there would be other ways to interact, but having this kind of central weekly thing happening is integral to at least the way that I'm pursuing this whole culture technology thing. And I've been real grateful to have the co-host that I have doing it with me, and the opportunity to do it on this radio station here in Houston, Texas, for the last almost 18 years. I'm not suggesting that it's going to go away if you don't donate, but I will tell you that if you donate, you are making sure that it sticks around and that it's available for yourself, as well as other people who may not have found it yet. You know, we get new listeners all the time. We run into people, like I talked about that guy that I met last week who he listened early on. Obviously, he works in the tech field now. He grew into it. And maybe Technology Bites doesn't have as much of a place for him anymore, but it was a part of his maybe coming of geek age or something. We understand that people who listened maybe 20 years ago aren't going to listen today, but maybe you're a new listener.
Oh, no. The way they change computers, you always need to listen because there's always something new to
say. Now they have to start learning about smartphones.
All right. We got two people to thank here. We're going to thank Terry calling in from Humble, Texas. And we want to thank Dave, who called in from Houston, and both made very generous love pledges, which adds about another $200 to our total.
We love you guys.
We do, so that's awesome. You know, a couple of very, very generous pledges there. You know, we have to, like I said before, we have to believe that there's, you know, at least somebody out there. Listen, you can't broadcast at 100,000 watts in the fourth largest city in the nation and not have somebody tune in and check it out.
Another one on the way, too.
Another one on the way? Awesome. So we have to believe that they're out there. Now, if you tune in to Technology Bites during fundraiser and you go, oh, crap, fundraiser, and you tune away, obviously you're not going to hear what we're saying. But if you tuned in, it's fundraiser, and you haven't run for your life yet, why
we're entertaining?
Why aren't you making a pledge? I mean, what does it take if you decide to stick around? All right, we want to thanks to Jeff, who caused us. All right, so he's requesting to be reminded. That's just awesome. So there you go. There's another generous love pledge there for Technology Bites. See, so we just raised about $250 in a matter of a few pledges.
It can be done.
It's, you know, so we're creeping ever closer to the halfway mark, at least. That's something.
And it's 9:30. It's about 9:30.
Yeah, so we have about a half hour left. So you go from, like, 0 to 60 and nothing flat because a handful of people call in, say, you know what, I will pledge. So, if, like I said, if you're tuned in right now and you know it's fundraiser and you haven't left to go do something else, you can enhance this experience by becoming a member of KPFT by dialing 713-526-4000. Why not have all of what you've put up with till now during a fundraising show topped off with the fact that you went ahead and became a member tonight?
And let's enunciate it more clearly. 713-526-4000. You can't slur over that. That's the most important part of the whole spiel.
You're right. 713-526-4000. I see a pledge on the line. Thank you for that pledge coming in.
May I offer a digression, kind of a commercial from our pledging for a second?
Sure.
This is something people need to know is happening in the world.
Okay.
People are going on Amazon.com and putting reviews of binders for women on Amazon. They're finding binders on there and reviewing them as though they're binders for women. And it's hilarious.
So it's kind of the next pepper spray thing.
So if you do a Google search for Amazon reviews of binders for women, you'll find a BuzzFeed item on
there.
It's awesome.
There are a number of people. I've looked at it a little bit. There are people that are make an art form of reviewing things on Amazon, which completely have nothing to do with what they're reviewing, but that what they write is so creative and so entertaining.
Yes, well, this is that.
This is that.
Now, can I tell you the scary place that this meme can go?
I don't know. I mean, we're not...
Keep your hand on the button.
We're not that kind of radio.
Okay, you got the radio. You got the red button in there. I know you do. So just be prepared in case. But, you know... come on, man.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, right now, they're doing the meme on binders. But, you know, you can go to the things like chains and collars, the S&M guys. I mean, that is kind of the innuendo that is being drawn, and it's like that can get creepy.
Only if you're from New York.
Well,
no,
so
actually,
now that you've revealed your preferences,
actually in New York, that wouldn't be creepy at all. That would just kind of be Lexington Avenue,
okay. That's Sixth Street. Yeah,
I think we can sum it up in a tweet by James Kendrick, who tweeted this morning. He says, oh, I thought you said blinders. I wore blinders once, and that was kind of fun. Or something. I paraphrased his tweet. But, yes, James Kendrick, you know, yes, there is the whole binders thing has its own set of overtones. Thank you for...
It can grow into all kinds of
The thing about the Internet is it's a big, scary place filled with three-hole punch binder things.
And sometimes five-hole punch binder.
Well, I like the one that says, you know, if you may love me, but you got to put three fingers on me. I mean, three rings on my fingers.
What? I'm scared.
You know,
which gets into the whole piercing thing. So we're going to flick.
I can say that I just don't think I should say on radio.
So we've digressed in a horrible, horrible way,
but entertainingly.
I'm still scared.
All right, we want to thank...
Coming to Halloween, though. So
we want to thank Ben for calling in and pledging his support. He called in from Sugar Land. He says, been a while since he has donated, but he loves the station. He loves Tech Bites. Awesome. See?
Good man.
Awesome. So take that back out there. Put that in their pipe and make them smoke it. So,
or count it, at least.
You know, one of the things that... one of the reasons why Technology Bites was started by Peter and myself so many years ago was... It used to be that there wasn't a lot of forums, public, good, accessible forums for people who were novices to come and talk about technology. There were plenty of forums and resources to people that already had the knowledge. If you knew how to get onto a bulletin board and understood how those kind of things worked because you installed your own modem into a computer, you could get online and figure out the numbers to dial. But for those outside of the culture, that they didn't really know where to turn to get questions answered. And so the idea of Technology Bites was to really to bring this information to as many people as possible and share the knowledge and experience that we had, which, to be truthful, at the time was rather limited. I mean, I think that I know I was not super, super tech savvy back, you know, 18 years ago. I wanted to be, and I knew stuff, but I didn't know how all this was going to pan out. But I was certainly enthused to talk about it and get and talk with other people about what their experience was and try to help them out. And it's evolved over the years. I mean, it's hard to believe that we're talking about technology now that's the equivalent of multiple T1s in your pocket.
Were you a stereo geek when you started on this down this road? Were you into your... Your music gear?
I was not.
Other than guitars and mandolins.
Well, I had a pretty extensive LP collection, and I had a nice turntable with a good stylus.
Disc washer? Did you use disc washer?
I did.
Okay.
And I wasn't as...
I think that's the gateway drug, is disc
washer. I wasn't as crazy as some of my fellow vinyl heads, the ones that would actually take the album out of the cover when they bought it, and they clean it, and they put it on the turntable, and then they record it on cassette tape, and then they clean it again and put it away, put it in a plastic sheath, and only listen to the cassette tape until the tape wore out. And then they would maybe re-record it. They were that
yes
diligent about their passion and enthusiasm.
That's a polite word.
I was not quite that bad, but I had good stereo equipment. I had good, you know, my apartment. I remember back in the early 80s, I had really good speakers, really good stereo, all set up on cinder blocks and boards, which was what I used for my shelving, and a beanbag chair, and maybe a rustic old couch. But
and yeah. A bong.
No.
All right. I have a tentative tally here that I was just
asking. Tentative tally.
Tentative tally.
Tentative tally.
So a tentative drum roll. 430?
430.
Womp, 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 womp. Yeah. So this is kind of like...
I don't want to diminish from the people who called and pledged tonight, because those people are awesome.
They're on it.
They're absolutely awesome, and I am grateful for those that have pledged. I have to say, though...
You know, this is like the Jerry Lewis telethon in the 18th hour.
Wow, hey, ladies.
Exactly. So it's like hey, he's nice sweating, and he's been sleeping on the cot.
He put the glass in his mouth already.
Yeah, and you know, now it's time to really pull it out. Got to pull it out.
Pull the glass out.
Yeah, pull the glass out. That wasn't exactly... But to pull out the number. We've got to pull out the number.
713-526-4000. That's the number we need you to call to help KPFT, help support the station, help keep us on the air. Actually, donate to us and change the way you listen to KPFT. Something happens when you make that pledge, and it gives you a sense of ownership. It actually changes the way you listen to the show. Now that you support the show, you are no longer being asked to donate. You are now hoping that others do the same.
You're no longer one of them. You're one of us.
That's right. 713-526-4000. Become one of us. Make a donation to KPFT. Make a pledge. The basic membership.
I see a call coming in.
Thank you for that call. The basic membership is $40, but we'll take a $20 pledge. We'll take a $10 pledge. We'll take a $100 pledge, and if you want, you can stretch it out over a year. You don't have to pay it all at once. You can pay, what, $8.30-something a month? You know, a couple cups of coffee? I mean...
And if you want to donate $1,000, we don't want to talk you out of it.
Of
well, we're
not.
Certainly not going to dissuade you. I see another call coming in. There's two calls. You know, at this point, even now, with only 20 minutes left in the show, the goal is reachable. So you know, I don't want to lower expectations too much. I do want to stress that there's a bit of urgency.
You know, I'm going to share with you something that I was told when I first started to do radio.
Shut up.
Okay, the second thing I was told after I started to do radio was mostly your audience is in the car, and that audience changes maybe every 10 or 15 minutes. Either because of channel changing or because people get in and out of the car.
About
every 10 or 15 minutes, your audience can turn over.
Yep.
So let me remind people that if you are driving and you have been kind enough and lucky enough to tune in at this particular fundraising moment, that you don't have to dig into your wallet and endanger yourself in any way in order to make a contribution to Technology Bytes and KPFT, or KPFT as the case may be.
So our listeners are not linear, they're algorithmic.
There you go. Whatever works. So call in, hands-free set. You can pull over, but you don't have to pull over if you have a hands-free set. And just call and make the pledge, and we can work out the details later. 713-526-4000. If you're near a computer.
I see a third call coming in. Awesome.
Excellent.
713-526. Yeah, if you're near a computer, you can go to kpft.org and use the tip jar. Make a pledge there. Of course, we do request that you drop us a note via geekradio.com and let us know that you made the pledge, or tweet it at Dwight's, at D. Silverman or Jay Lee. Let us know. 713-526-4000. I see we have three calls in the queue. That's awesome.
Wonderful.
So right now, my more realistic expectation is it would be nice to, you know, at least have a credible number.
Let's get into four figures.
If we get into four figures, get up to that $1,000 mark, that would at least give us some credibility if we have to walk away from here with our tail between our legs.
You don't want us to walk with our tails between our legs because we'll trip and fall, and it's just really nasty. You want our tails up, like a proud cat, up.
Raise the tail.
Raise the tail.
No. I don't know about you, but evolution removed my tail long ago.
Well, you see, we've recently adopted
most
cats.
Of it.
I've gotten to all these cat metaphors.
713-526-4000. I see that we have cool. I see the lines are dropping, so hopefully that means pledges have been taken. One call on the line. All the rest of the lines are open. Volunteers are standing by. We, hey, guess what? Fundraiser. That's what we're doing right now. And, you know, there used to be a time that we would do the fundraiser and we'd actually take calls on the air while we were doing the fundraiser because, raise money. Okay, here's several hundred dollars. Okay, hey, tell us about your computer problem. Okay, here's what you do. Format your hard drive. Okay, next up. Hey, look, we raised more money. Used to be a lot more happy-go-lucky. These days, in the current, what do you call it, the financial tesseract?
The Great Recession.
Yeah, it's a little tougher to raise the money, so we don't have that luxury of being able just say we're going to do a little fundraising, do a little show, do a little fundraising. We spent 2 hours really hitting on you hard to get you to support us financially. All right, we want to thank Jake, who called in from Houston, Texas, and made a pledge. We appreciate that tonight. You know, we spend the full 2 hours just basically hitting.
And Groove House is on the way.
Yeah. On the way with another right. pledge. And I see another call coming in right now, 713-526-4000. So we hopefully get an updated tally. We are still pretty far cry from that four digits where we want to be, but I think we could do that. Groove House is bringing us another pledge to thank.
We have a podcast listener who has donated to us.
Awesome. Somebody who listens via the podcast in spring. thanks to Keith and our podcast listener, Keith. That's going to get us. I think we're easily getting into the $500 or $600 range, which is something that's good. We've got about a little less than 20 minutes left in the show tonight here on Technology Bites. We have struggled a bit. I feel in my heart that this was a great fundraising effort. I feel like the host of Technology Bites stepped up every possible way. So really, this is on you. 713-526-4000. But you know what? Redemption is only a phone call away. You know, if anything, even if we don't make our goal, you need to go to the phones and dial 713-526-4000 just to distance yourself from those who have failed us tonight.
And you can do it while you're driving with your hands on the wheel, because you don't need to dig out your wallet. That can come later.
There are those of you that are sitting at home in front of your computer. I just know it. I just know that, you know, there's nothing on TV, maybe, or you just finished watching something, or you're sitting in front of your Xbox, you're listening to the radio.
Your entertainment expectations are low.
Ouch. 713-526-4000. You know, we're here every week. We're going to hopefully be here every week for a while to come. We love doing it. We're going to be here. We have to have this fundraiser regardless of what happens. We're going to probably wrap this fundraiser up just on schedule like we always do. We can go away tonight with a success or a failure, or a partial success or a mostly failure. But really, it's always a win if you pledge to KPFT, because this radio station is a valuable resource in this community. It's good to have this radio station here. You're going to hear things on KPFT that you don't hear anywhere else. And some of you might say, hooray for that. But, you know, I know that there's programming here that serves vital community service, vital community needs are met through KPFT and have been for over 40 years here in Houston, Texas.
In addition to Technology Bites, over 70 unique programs in the course of a week on KPFT aimed at so many different constituencies. Surely there's something for you here, and surely that means that there's something that you want to keep supporting.
There is something you want to keep supporting. Just stop calling them Shirley. 713-526-4000. KPFT.
Man, that's so old.
Huh?
That's so old.
World.
Don't call. Yeah. Well, yeah, but why?
Have you looked in the mirror?
Well, but here's the wonderful thing. You know, when you have a face for radio, you know, it's just really nice not to have to admit you're old if you can sound young.
We're failing on multiple fronts. 713-526-4000.
Let the cat out of the bag.
See one call on the line right now. I'm trying to think. What airport came out in 1977 or so? Where?
Yeah.
It was during the
airplane.
Yeah, that movie's
right?
Older than my first
airplane.
Computer.
Yeah, it came out during the airport movies. When I remember Airport 77.
1977.
1980. Uh-huh. Airplane.
That was a good year to stop sniffing glue.
So says IMDb.
I think Airport, the first one was like 74 or
right, 75. The original Airport movies.
Ernest Borgnine, was he in that one?
No, you're thinking of Poseidon Adventure.
We need to do the equivalent of a drinking game, but call it a donating game. It's like whenever a certain thing comes up, somebody should call and donate.
Ernest Borgnine.
There you go.
Donate. Whenever you hear us say Ernest Borgnine.
Pledge.
Pledge. Or a movie that Ernest Borgnine, you know, 6 degrees of Borgnine separation. So you can do like Marty. You can do like Bad Day at Black.
Well, you know, one thing's for sure is that if we don't make our goal, this will be the biggest disaster film ever created on radio.
We'll be known
there
as
may
Ernest
be a
Borgnine.
Script here.
713-526-4000.
Yeah, we got the slow motion Poseidon Adventure going right now.
Except there's no one in the pilot seat, so it's like Poseidon Adventure with Airport with whatever that Dana Andrews movie was where everybody got food poisoning except this one guy from a fighter plane who swore never to fly again or something like that.
713-526-4000.
Old movie geek.
Are you?
Yeah, kind of.
Who was the director of movies like Poseidon Adventure?
Oh.
What was that guy's name?
The producer was Irwin Allen.
Irwin Allen. Irwin Allen, yes.
He was the producer.
Towering Inferno.
He really did some pretty sketchy stuff.
713 sketchy?
Yeah, there was never a special effect that he couldn't reuse. You know, when they did a voyage to the bottom of the sea, and I think half the movie was clips out of The Enemy Below.
Wow, cheater.
Yeah.
713-526-4000. What's going on out there or in there in the studio?
Oh, we have a lot of volunteers that are coming up for the next hour. But
oh, yeah, they love that next show.
Yeah, if by accident you call while they're here, I'm sure we can persuade someone to answer the phone.
Why don't you accidentally go to the phones and dial 713-526-4000? What's going on, Groovehouse? You got something to report? What are y'all doing in there?
713-526-4000. We need your pledge right now at KPFT.
713-526-4000.
Help us out.
Do we have an updated tally out there? Just, you know.
You know, the last donor sheet that I was given brought the tally I have to $530. Yeah, we got a long way. It's a long way to Tipperary, guys.
Let's do that first.
So if we could get to $800,
yeah,
that would be halfway to the goal.
That would be nice.
That would be something.
That would be something. So you guys out there, if you have ever benefited from Tech Bites, been entertained by Tech Bites, hope to be helped or entertained by Tech Bites, help
us
out. Even
if we pissed you off.
Even if we pissed you off and made you listen to a different show on KPFT, at least you can be on KPFT. KPFT is what needs your support. Tech Bites is great. There are other worthy shows. The station is an essential alternative to whatever else we have in Houston. I consider it to be the other but equally important public radio station in this town. Over 70 different unique programs in the course of a week.
I see a call in the queue. Thank you for that. We have plenty of open lines, 713-526-4000. If we do not make our goal, at this point, when we don't make our goal tonight,
now,
where will you be when this all comes out?
That's right.
In the end? 713-526-4000. I see another call coming in. You know, like I said, there are literally dozens of you out there listening, I'm certain of it. We're not asking you to carry the entire load on your own shoulders. We're asking you to pick up part of the load. We're asking you to chip in just a little bit. This is a worthwhile cause. This is a worthwhile situation for you. It is deserving of your financial support. Again, I know that not everybody out there can afford to pay or afford to donate to public radio right now. And I respect that, and I understand that. But I know that there are some people out there. I know that there are people that are listening to my voice right now that have the money that they can afford, and they would actually like to contribute. They're just missing that one neuron firing that goes from sitting there doing nothing to picking up the phone and saying, okay, and make it the
only
donation.
One. All right, let's try some equivalencies here.
Equivalencies.
For the cost of a inexpensive cup of coffee a month, you can be a member of KPFT, vote for board members, and run for the board. For less than the price of a movie ticket, you can be donating every month, essentially the equivalent of $120 a year.
I see another call coming in. Thanks for that call.
Excellent. I mean, you can break it down so many ways. 11 cents a day, 27 cents a day, 55 cents a day. What is it worth to you to have this station on the air for the half hour or 3 hours a week that you tune in for some particular show that you like that could go away? 713-526-4000. Just a few minutes left. And, you know, you don't want these guys to go home with their tails between their legs. That's just very uncat-like.
We have 8 minutes left in the program. It is, we have 3 calls in the queue, and I appreciate that one person who's holding while a volunteer works it out to get to that line. It's looking like we're not going to make it, and, you know, that's something that happens, but.
But thank you to all those who tried.
We can certainly make a good or respectable showing in the time that we have left. It has happened where we have, you know, skyrocketed to our goal in the final minutes of the show. If you were waiting for the last minute, this is it. We're here.
Yeah, this is like that Bart Simpson quote. What, you mean that there's a problem that we can't resolve in 30 minutes at the end of the show? Well, you know, sometimes. But let's not make this that time. Let's.
And the killer is 713-526-4000. You know.
526-4000, 713-526-4000.
We're going to thank Leslie. She said...
thank you, Leslie.
Because the Poseidon Adventure is all-time greatest film.
Hmm.
You know, I remember, there's got to be a morning.
Actually,
after.
The movie score, I think, was the best part of that movie. I think that's probably what
I think
the
that it was so clever the way that everything was upside down, the way that they filmed those sets with the upside down sets. That was just awesome.
Trying to get Leslie to send in more money.
Yeah,
that's
this is legit. This
well
is legit?
I mean, you have to say, for Irwin Allen, you know, turning a set upside down is a pretty cheap way to recycle.
Leroy, but he said no, it's Roy.
Well, you want to thank Roy Jenkins. He called in and pledged. Thanks to Roy who made it pledge. All right, so a handful of pledges coming in there, and we're going to run those out to Pledge Central. And I see two calls on the line still, so that's awesome. So it could happen. Could happen. 713-526-4000. We got 6 minutes, which really is an eternity in pledge time.
I'm optimistic.
Are you optimistic?
I'm optimistic.
You know, I will say that if we make our goal tonight, it will be one of the greatest comeback stories of all time, because it's been a long time since we've been this far away from making our goal this late in the show. But we have been surprised, not quite this late, but we have been surprised. I see another call coming in. So there's three calls.
We have like a savior, an angel who comes in and saves our bacon.
713-526-4000. If for some reason your call goes to voicemail or doesn't get through, keep trying. We're going to get these pledges taken. Or you can call on 713-526-5738, and we'll figure that out. We'll make that happen. But we do have a limited number of lines. We do appreciate people calling in, even though it's coming in at the last minute. That might make it a little bit hairy in getting your call answered, but we're going to do our best. But please don't give up. And if you can, go to the web. Go to kpft.org, and you can make the donation there. We just ask that you send us a note letting us know that you've done so, so that we can thank you and also know how, you know, that there's that money in the equation. 713-526-4000 is the number to call to pledge your support. We've got vegans coming in, and right now it looks like one of them might even be helping us out by taking a pledge, so that's awesome. 713-526-4000. Our goal of $1,600. Last tally I had was somewhere around $500.
Last tally I have now is about $620.
$620, all right.
And if you eat meat, hurry up and pledge now.
Yeah, if you eat meat, you got to pledge now. Otherwise, it's vegetarian or vegan the rest of the night. And you know, we know how that goes. We want the leafy green vegetables. We want the cabbages. You know, that's what they used to call money, or dollars cabbage, right?
You got to have it.
713-526-4000 to pledge your support. Two calls on the line right now. We have open lines. We have volunteers. We have literally minutes left in the program. 713-526-4000.
About three and a half.
Do we have somebody in there we want to thank? I see. I was looking in the control room. It looks like somebody might have taken a pledge. She might be walking it out to you. It's hard to tell.
Yes, someone. No, never mind.
713-526-4000. Two calls coming in right now. Looks like we're taking two pledges.
Yes.
We could at least make it to that respectable four-digit.
That would be great.
Thing where we talked about, but, you know, $1,000 would be better than
whatever you guys can afford. Yeah. We will be happy to accept.
Hey, just keep in mind, you know, that this is coming again next week.
That's right.
What's up?
Please ask Todd to call back.
Todd?
I got dumped accidentally.
Todd?
Yeah, there's just so much strip.
All right. Well, we lost a call, apparently. If Todd, if you're listening, we were trying to get your pledge and something happened. We might have disconnected. If you'll call back, 713-526-4000. We didn't mean it, and we're sorry.
Nothing personal.
713-526-4000 is the number to call. I see that there's one call on the line. Hopefully, we'll have a few more people to thank here shortly. Have an updated total. Got 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the program tonight before we have to hand the reins over to Vegan World Radio, coming your way at 10 o'clock. So,
and they can use the green, too.
They can use the green, too. Your pledge will, you know, really, it's all one big happy family. We love each other,
right.
Yada, yada. 713-526-4000.
We would like to win.
We would. We'd like to be number one. We like to have our huge success. One of the things, like I said, when we do this show, when we do fundraiser, that's when we get our feedback, and it can be very, very, very cool to raise this kind of money when it's successful. It's sometimes a little frustrating.
We got Todd back.
We got Todd back.
Made a very generous.
Yeah.
And Todd made a generous love donation from Katy,
Thank
Texas.
Thank you, Todd.
So, hey, would you run
Extra
that out
mile.
There? And have
can we get us a total.
Yes, get sir. Us a total real total fast. Real And maybe somebody, you know, make sure that Groovehouse has given over his information. I think Groovehouse took a pledge. So if you could whip us up a total real quick, at least to know what we did when you get that pledge.
Okay, the latest update I have now would make it
$720. $720. Well, we fell a little short tonight. And my vestigial tail will be tucked between my legs as I whimper my way home and feel sorry for myself. No, you know what? Whatever. We have a great time doing this show. We have great listeners. It's a beautiful thing. And we'll be back
next
week.
We do have great listeners.
We're going to be back next week.
We got another one.
Another one what?
Another donation. So now we're up over $700.
All right. Well.
We appreciate the effort, guys.
We appreciate those who pulled for us tonight. And, I know probably a lot of it's fallout from the whole Lance Armstrong thing. People just aren't living strong. I understand. We're in a bit of a funk.
And all the women are in binders.
Is there an RF version of steroids?